Hello, Kaz. Can you hear me?
Hi, Gary. Hiya.
Oh, you can hear me. Oh, isn't that wonderful?
The magic of technology.
The magic of technology. Well, welcome to the programme. Goodness me, we've waited long enough.
Thank you.
And here you are. Right. Here you are with your two cats. Are they sitting in your proximity?
They are, actually. I've got one on each side. They're both looking at me quite perturbed as to what is interrupting their sleep.
Oh dear. Well, we promise not to keep them for too long and that they can re-enter their slumber. So this book of yours, it turns out to be your first.
It is, yes. It's my first book.
So I have to ask, what inspired you to write a book called When Kevin Found His...
Well, it was a bit of an odd story, really. Back in 2014, I wasn't very well, and I spent quite a lot of time in hospital, and so I was a bit cheesed off and about that, and eventually I got to go home, but I had to have a machine running overnight, and it used to give me all sorts of problems. And at the same time as that, we started having a stray cat coming in through the cat flap, and at first he used to just eat all the food and kind of go out, and eventually, slowly, I managed to kind of, well, tame him and make him sort of a pet, really, as much as you can make a cat do anything. And there was one night, when I had a bad night, and the machine was beeping, and I'd had enough, and I just sat on the stairs, because Kevin, as we got to call the cat, used to like sleeping on the stairs for reading the best food himself. So I sat at the top of the stairs. I was feeling a bit mopey and I was feeling a bit sorry for myself. And Kevin came and plonked himself beside me. And I just sat and stroked him. And for the first time, and it had been about a good couple of months then, for the first time he just started to purr. And I looked at him and he looked at me and we kind of went, oh, this is good. So I decided to write it down.
So a bond was formed and Kevin found his purr.
His purr, yes, this big ginger brute came in and suddenly decided it was all right. Yeah, so, and it just made me think, well, you know, it's a bit rubbish, but still good things can happen, even though, you know, rubbish goes on. So there we are.
Yeah, bad things happen, but good things make them, I don't know, go away or make them feel more bearable or something like that. And that's, is that the synopsis of the tale then, really?
Well, basically, yeah, it's kind of the mantle that kind of runs through the book is how little things make big bad things seem better.
Yeah.
So that was kind of how we went. I went for it, and then the book came.
What process did you go through thinking, well, okay, did you set upon writing a book thinking, I am going to publish this, I want everyone to read it, or did you just start writing without really knowing it was going to be a book?
Well, part of the reason was it was a friend of mine's birthday, and because I'd been kind of in hospital for so long and I didn't have anything for a present and I didn't know what to get, so I just drew this story, basically, and I didn't really think any more of it.
Mm.
And I gave that to her for a birthday, and she showed it to other people, and other people started asking about it and seeing if, you know, they could get a copy of it as well, and that's when it just kind of came about that way, really. So it was, and then it went from there, so I'm just really happy that it's come about.
Oh, so it's a story about a cat and a human, and they kind of make each other happy to the point where the cat finds its purr, and that's it. That's lovely.
That's it, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So where do we find this book?
Well, it's on Amazon, so if you just type in Kev found his purr, or my name, Kaz Harvey, then it should come up.
So this is a story about a big, very special ginger cat called Kevin. And he finds his purr, and a grown-up and a cat become very happy and make a bond and things look a little brighter. Okay, Kaz, well, thank you very much. So that's Kaz Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, Kaz Harvey. And the book is When Kevin Found His... And you can find that on Amazon.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Okay. If we pop along to a high street bookshop, would we likely find it in there, or could we order it?
You'd be able to order it for certain, yes. We're kind of sorting out the getting them distributed out kind of at the moment. So, but you'd definitely be able to order it, yeah.
Yeah. And was it okay to publish? I mean, did you struggle to get it published, or did someone come along and say, oh, yeah, that's truly wonderful?
I kind of looked online and I sent it off and didn't think really meant any more about it. And
yeah.
Got an envelope through the post and kind of went, oh, and they were willing to publish it. So it's been about 2 years now, but finally, yes, it's just come out.
Well, all good things take time, don't they?
They do indeed.
Certainly do. Well, Kaz, it's been a pleasure, and I'm awfully glad we did manage finally to get through to
Thanks,
you
Gary,
and have a little chat. So the best of luck with the book.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and may the sun keep shining and all that in your life.
Thank you very much, Gary. That's kind of you.
All right, then. Well, take care, Kaz, and thanks a lot. Bye-bye for now.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.